I can't tell if this bra has shrunk or my tits are getting bigger. There. Okay. Sports bra on. There we go. Ready for my jog. Damn, what the hell are those boys up to now? Better go check on them. Sounds like they're fighting again. You'd think a couple of teenage boys would be more mature. I don't know why my son hangs out with that Derek kid. He's always picking on him about being short. Just because he's well over 6 feet tall doesn't mean my son is short. Just average, like his father. That punk kid even has the nerve to tell me I had the biggest breasts the other day at the pool. Only, he didn't call them breasts. I couldn't even believe he had the nerve, in front of all the other moms and their sons, to say that I had giant MILF knockers. Ugh, what a punk. I really should stop letting him come over here. What are you boys fighting about now? Is this about video games again? Oh my god. Why do you have your pants down? I don't care if he told you your penis was small. Just because some kid says you have a baby dick doesn't mean you have to prove him wrong. Looking at you now, I can assure you it's perfectly average. You're the same size as your father. Stop it, Derek. Average does not mean small, and my husband doesn't have a baby dick, too. Yes, sweetie. 5.5 inches is perfectly sized. You have nothing to worry about. I bet Derek is just saying all this because he's small. No, honey. It's all right. I know what type of boy Derek is. He probably has a little penis, and that's why he's always picking on you. He has to compensate for his shortcomings. Oh, really, Derek? How many inches? Yeah, right. One, I don't believe you for a second. And two, even if you had a penis that was so grotesquely oversized as you claim, it would be of no use. That's way too big for a woman to enjoy. What are you doing? Stop unzipping your pants. I do not want to see your... I'm sorry, I just wasn't expecting all of that. No, Derek, this doesn't change anything. In fact, it only proves my point. That fat horse cock swinging between your legs is way too big. Look at it, son. The head alone is as big as my fist. It's all right, son. I'm only touching this hot, beefy dick so I can show you it's way too big. No woman could ever want something so enormous inside of her. You should be the one making fun of Derek and his giant horse cock. I mean, look at this monster. It's as long as my forearm and just as thick. And it's not even hard. You see what I'm talking about, honey? You would never want a cock this big. I bet I can't even fit it in my mouth. Stop whining. I'm only doing this to show you how terrible it would be to have a massive elephant cock like your friend here. Look, it's getting even bigger as I try to fit this obese dick inside my little mouth. It's disgustingly big. Your average-sized penis is so much better. Trust me. Do you see all this thick, nasty pre-cum? His monstrous prick is dripping all over me. Jesus Christ, it's like a faucet. My big tits are getting covered in this hot, sticky cum. Sorry, sorry, son. Yes, I've known that he bullies you for a while, but now is our time to get back at him and show him just how gross his massive bully cock truly is. Trust me on this one, honey. It's for the best. Jesus. I can't get over all this pre-cum. You must have a thing for moms with really big tits, huh, Derek? Or is it because of these enormous bloated balls you've got swinging down here? Look, honey, his nasty, smelly nutsack covers my entire face. Fuck. I almost suffocated down there. When's the last time you took a shower? You probably have a gallon of hot young cum in these things, don't you? Just, ready to explode out of your giant teenage cock and drench my pretty face. Son, I told you to stop your whining. I'm just trying to make my point clear to you. Having a massive pussy wrecking machine for a cock, along with a pair of nuts that belong on a bowl, that isn't what women want. Who would want to clean up all the hot, sticky cum that these fat nuts produce? Not me! What's that, Derek? You think I like your huge dick? I most certainly do not. I mean, look at this thing. Well over a foot of fat, meaty cock that's just throbbing with life. Your oversized dick isn't appealing to me at all. I'd much rather have a thin little 5.5-inch penis like my husband's and my son's. Ah! Ah! What the hell? Did you see that, Johnny? He just smacked me in the face with his hard cock and nearly knocked me out. That thing must weigh 10 pounds. No, Derek, your dick is way too big to tit-fuck me, even with my... Huh? What did you call them the other day? Oh, yeah, that's right. Giant MILF knockers. Ha! Even though they're clearly the biggest boobs in the neighborhood, I still don't think I could give this big, nasty horsecock a proper tit-fuck. You know what? I'll try, though. Just to show my son how much it must suck to have a big, fat horse cock like yours. Ugh. These sports bras are a pain sometimes. Ugh. There we go. That's sweet, Derek. I do have some of the best tits. Some pretty awesome fun bags, don't I? Oh, stop it, son. I already told you. I'm only doing all of this to show you how much better it is to have an average penis like yours. You should be thanking me. Okay, Derek. I've never tit-fucked anything so big before. I don't even know where to begin. Oh, my. You're strong. You just threw me like a doll onto Johnny's bed. I guess this is as good of a position as any. Straddle my waist and slide that gigantic young cock between these soft MILF titties. I know all you boys like watching me run through the neighborhood with my fat tits bouncing all over the place. I bet you never thought you'd get to fuck them, huh? Oh, my sweet Jesus. Do you see this, Johnny? His hot, throbbing horse cock goes from my belly button all the way up to my chin. We don't even need lube. His dickhead is leaking pre-cum like a faucet. That's it. Fuck these huge mommy boobs. Oh, sun, look. Oh, it's so big. It's jabbing into my chin. Every time he saws that huge flesh tube between my tits, all I'd have to do is look down and open my mouth. Oh, son. Your bully's fat donkey dick is going all the way in my throat. I can barely breathe. I can feel his hot, swollen balls bouncing against my stomach. He's getting ready to blow a huge load. Do it. Do it, Derek. Show my son how much better it is to have a little average penis along with an average size load. Cover me in your hot, thick boy cum. Make a huge fucking mess on my son's bed so we can show him just how hard it is to clean up one of your giant loads. Holy fuck. Look at all this hot. This cum, it's everywhere. Jeez, it's so fucking thick. I have to chew it. Oh, God. Derek, you completely drenched my face and tits with the biggest, massive, nasty load of spunk I've ever seen. What has your mother been feeding you? Your cum's as thick as oatmeal and tastes disgusting. Ugh, I don't know why I keep eating it. Oh my God. Look, son. Your bully's hot smelling cum completely ruined your favorite Spider-Man sheets. I think it's time you stopped reading those comic books anyways. I'm getting this cum off my tits. So, there's a lesson to be learned here, son. Try as I might, I can't even begin to lick all this hot, chunky jizz off my tits. And don't forget how his cock nearly choked me to death while he plowed his fat monster prick between my huge fun bags. Having a pussy destroyer like your bully is just not practical. You're much better off with your average penis over there. Now, be a dear son and go get some towels to clean up this mess. I need to take Derek and his fat swinging donkey dick to my bedroom. Your father will be home soon, and he's always asking me if his penis is too small.